Seeds and Stitches, written and read by Flower Parrish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cassandra Cain / Natasha Romanoff. When Cass drops by Jason's apartment to water his plants while he's away on a mission with the Outlaws, she is not expecting to find a woman settled in on Jason's couch like she belongs there. Cass hesitates in the doorway, but while the unfamiliar woman reads dangerous, it is the implicit kind of danger that all of Cass's family and most of her friends carry with them. Nothing about her seems threatening. If anything, she is more relaxed than Cass has ever seen anyone be in Jason's space. Not unguarded, but content. "Hello," Cass offers hesitantly. The woman is aware of her, but she finishes a few stitches in her pattern before she looks up. When Cass speaks, the woman begins to quietly count aloud, 3, 4, 5, chain, before she sets her crochet project aside and gives Cass her attention and a dazzling smile. It is not dazzling like Stephanie's brightest smiles, or like Tim's charming and polished ones. This smile reminds Cass a little bit of Jason's smile, quiet and small, but breathtaking in its sincerity all the same. "Hello," she offers in return. "You're Cass?" Cass nods once. She is grateful that she does not need to prompt the other woman to continue. She could, but uncertainty always makes the words a little bit harder as she regains her footing in an unexpected situation. "I'm Natasha," the other offers easily. "I'm sorry for the surprise. Jason told me I could lie low here if I ever needed a safe place, and..." A wry grin, a shrug, which says more to Cass than words anyway. Cass smiles and nods. "All right." While Cass's threat assessment says that Natasha could probably have broken in through Jason's defenses, her comfort in this space is clearly genuine. It's not Cass's business who Jason invites into his home. She's just here to make sure his plants don't die. Cass is trying to work up the right combination of words when Natasha signs, "Plants." She points as if for good measure. Tension easing, Cass nods and smiles gratefully. "You?" Natasha shakes her head. "I'm no good at keeping things alive. You might want to check on Jason's sourdough starter too, if you know anything about those." She can do that. Humming in agreement, Cass heads over to check on the plants first, gauging the dryness of the soil before filling a cup with water so she knows how much each should need. Once she's done, she drinks a cup of water herself and then checks on the sourdough starter in the fridge. It's about where it should be, but she'll be back in a few days to water the plants again if Jason's still away, and she'll maybe feed it then. She has time to research to make sure she does it properly if it's needed, but based on what she knows, right now, it will be fine if left alone. Once she's done with her tasks, Cass collects another glass of water and sets it down on the living room table next to Natasha's half-empty cup of tea. Natasha glances up and gives her a quick smile and thanks, finishes her cluster, and then says, "You can stay, if you want. Jason says you crochet. He's got more yarn to borrow from now, and I don't mind the company." Cass considers this offer. Yes, she decides. She is curious about this dangerous but soft woman who knows her brother, but who none of them know anything about. It's not like Bruce's or Tim's curiosity, the need to search out every piece of information she can hunt down until she feels she knows with certainty everything there is to know about a target. It is just a simple, quiet desire to know more. Yeah. She finds some purple yarn in Jason's stash and chooses her hook size carefully, deciding to work on a hat for Stephanie. She always forgets that her ears get cold in the winter. This will help. She settles onto the couch beside Natasha, not quite touching, but aware of the other woman's body close enough to touch if only either of them wanted to reach out. She doesn't, yet, and doesn't think Natasha does either, but the companionship is nice, soothing. They do not talk much, but occasionally Natasha will ask a question about the pattern Cass has started, or show off a tricky bit of her own pattern that she's pleased with. It is one of the nicest afternoons Cass has spent, and when she and Natasha exchange quiet goodbyes, she finds herself hoping that this is only a start to something more between them, the planting of a seed, and the hope that it may grow into something beautiful in time. The end.